Hello, how you doing today? Welcome to Seven Podcasting today. As a show host, Salam. Stay tuned. Today, Eastern, happy Eastern to all you who are listening right now. It'd be best to have listened and come back to the channel to listen again. Welcome, happy Eastern today. How about you? Two things. We're talking about Eastern, the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I have two parts. I about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I have brought to support the my division of crucifixion and resurrection. So the crucifixion I got from Matthew and Mark, and resurrection I got from Luke and John. Please stay tuned and welcome. Yes, let's go to our scripture study. And first, we go to see the part where our Lord crucified, crucifixion. And we all know the story of the crucifixion of our Lord, and of his, by his own people, the people that came for, which is the elders, the elders of the law. And the people who say we know the law, and the people uproaring, they stirred the crowd and said that he has to die. They have to get rid of, get, they have to get, they decided to get rid of him because he said he is Lord and he is God, and they could not accept that, and they stirred up the group people, and they say they took him to the governor, and they decide to get rid of him because said he is what he say he is, and did not believe him. So I brought two parts, crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus our Lord, and I brought a verse that can support crucifixion of Jesus. I got from Matthew 27 and Luke, Mark 15. And for resurrection of Jesus, I got from Luke and John. So please stay tuned, and we're going to start soon. Welcome back. With the prayer, and we can study the scripture. And I want to start with prayer. If you will bow down your head and eyes closed, and we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, on this earth. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Father God, don't lead us to temptation, but deliver us from the evil ones. Father, we come before you to know your word, to know and practice it, Father God. As we gather together to study your word, as to know you as a Father, as a Lord, Father God, we ask you to teach us your word. All of, excuse me, all and to for all of us, and clear our thoughts, our mind, as we come together to know you better, Father God. We ask you in your son's name all these things. Amen. As we studied it today, but like I said today, yesterday, I decided to bring our Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion and resurrection of the dead. And Matthew, I want to start with the crucifixion, how he got crucified. Who crucified him? The people that crucified him is that the elders of the law, and priests of the law, or priests, the elders and priests of the law, and they could not believe him. They couldn't believe him, so they did not believe him. He say he is who he say he was. They didn't believe him. They did not accept him. So they have to get rid of him. And by bringing people together and saying that they took him to the governor. By this time he was governor Pilate. Governor Pilate. They took him to Pilate and they said he said such thing against Allah. So this is what he said against Allah, and this what he said it can lead him to death. So. Since we know this against our law, crucify him. We don't have such thing, such law that's going to make him crucified or to be killed. But here it is. Do what you can do. He's not innocent, and what brought it to you. Get rid of him. Or be so you can get, kill him. That's what he they brought the governor Pilate. And Governor Pilate, he was sure that Jesus was innocent, and he even his wife dreamed about him, saying that do not do anything to do with that innocent man. She told him and passed the message to be heard to her husband, the governor. And he knew that he was right at the time, and because he knew he was innocent, and but the people that promised him, and the chief priests, the people that was gathered by the chief priests and people who knows it, they said no the law, and they gathered, and then they brought the Pilate, and Pilate didn't have a choice but to send Jesus to be crucified, to be mocked, and then crucified finally, and that's what he did as a governor, and the story is, you all know the story of crucifixion of our Lord Jesus, Christian, if you are a believer of Jesus. So and then the resurrection did not stay. Death could not hold him, so he resurrected. And then I had the part that was talking about Jesus is resurrected. I have a part where it's talking about ladies who prepare spices to Jesus' body. They came to the tomb, and they couldn't find Jesus' body, and the one that stands out the most, and it's Mary Magdalene. She, the lady who the woman that know Jesus, and the lady that came the seven demons that came out of her, and she really got close to our Lord Jesus, and she knew him, and she dearly loved him, and she came to anoint his body, and but they couldn't find his body. He has risen, and appeared. This has appeared to her, and she was crying, and she was crying, and Jesus said, "Why are you crying? We are looking for." Our Lord Jesus said, when she turned around, that's him. He was talking. She did not know that was him. She thought it was a gardener, according to the word. And then she turned around, and Jesus was Jesus. And he told her, he has not glorified yet, so did not touch me, he said. And she did so. And he told her that you have to go ahead and tell my brothers that I have ascended, risen. Send it to the Father and to your Father, to my Father. And go and tell them that I have risen. I have defeated death. And so that's what he She immediately went to his disciples told them that she saw him, and they did not believe her, of course. They did not believe her. But they'll have to go there. Peter went there and told, looked at his own with his own eyes. They did not believe neither. So this is the story of crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So this is what I brought today, want to start studying. We're gonna start from Matthew 27. Matthew 27. excuse me. Okay, Matthew 27. First crucifixion of Jesus in Matthew 27, verse 25 to 26. One seven. Matthew 27, chapter verse 28, 25, and 26. Like I said, the story, you all know the story of his crucifixion, our Lord Jesus, crucifixion, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to start from 24, okay, and then 25 up to 26, because the story continue up to here. So, when Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but not that instead of uproaring was started, he took water, washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." Verse 25. All the people answered, "His blood is on us and our children." He released Barnabas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. And Pilate give the soldiers Jesus to be flogged and crucified. And he gave authority to the soldiers, and I brought that to see to see that this, because he Pilate gave them Pilate gave the soldiers his authority to be taken away and be crucified and flogged, or to be mocked. So that's what he did, because of the people of that place, because of the elders of the chief priests and elders of elders of the law, because they brought condemnation to him. And this, even though Jesus did not say a word to the governor, he saw the people. He saw the people that he wanted to be dead because of the elders of the priests and elders of the law. So, and that being said, see Mark 15. We just read Matthew, Mark as well. Mark 15 is Mark 15, verse 19 to 20. Verse 19, I mean, excuse me, verse Mark, verse 15, 19, 20. Chapter 15, verse 19 to 20. 19, okay. Again, they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they had led him out to crucify him. That's what they did. They mocked him. Made jokes at him. They spit on him. They hit his head over and over again. Finally, they lead him to the place where he is going to be crucified at. This is what it's talking about, the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. I got it from Luke 24 and 20. Luke 24. Our Lord is death cannot hold our Lord Jesus Christ. So he has risen, and we're celebrating his resurrection of his resurrection of the dead, Eastern, and I am glad that I talked about today, I want you, I mean, I want you to be happy because our Lord, death cannot hold him. So he gave himself to be crucified, and then he, for our sins, he crucified. He died for our sins. So we can live sinful life. As long as we believe in him, we are saved. And this is what the prince, the our prince of peace did. So he is some God. Luke, okay, resurrection of Jesus, resurrection of Jesus. I want you to look to go on Luke 27. I mean Luke chapter 24. I mean, excuse me. Look. Luke 24, 1 to 7. Okay. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the moment the women took a spice they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them, and they frightened the women bowed down with their face to the ground. But the man said to them, "Why do you look for living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you that he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be risen again." Then they remembered this word. So I want you to stop here and go on verse 11. Verse 11 to 18. This is what this. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Didn't he told you that he's going to raise up, and while he was with you in Galilee, and they remember this. So I want you to go verse 11 to 18. I'm sorry, John 11 to 18. Go on John 11 to 18. John 8, 11, I mean, John 20. John 20, 11 to 20, 11 to 18. Okay. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. That's what it says, the title. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, at the head and at the other side, the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it? Is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have taken with him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned away towards him. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabba, Rabba," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on me, on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. So go instead of my brother, go instead to my brothers and sisters, my brothers, and tell them I am ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples there with this news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. And Jesus and Mary, the first disciple that Jesus appeared to is Mary Magdalene, and those. And Jesus told her to go ahead and tell his brothers, his disciples, that he ascended to the Father, and to God, to the God. So and she went there to the disciples and told them what he told her to say, and she did, and they did not believe her. And some disciples did not believe Jesus has risen from the dead. And this time they did not. At this time, so later on, he appeared to them while they were sitting there in their home, and about to eat. And that's when they did believe, all of them believed that he has arisen from the dead. And this time, no one believed her. No one had believed that he has risen from the dead. So today is all about Eastern, and it's all about Eastern and the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for listening all this long, and I appreciate that. And God bless you all, and I will talk to you. I will meet you next time, and God bless you. Thank you.